Atlanta Airport's power outage will cause travel pain for days. By the Associated Press. While power has been restored to the world's busiest airport, the travel woes will linger for days. Thousands of people were stranded Monday morning at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, where more than 1,000 flights were grounded just days before the start of the Christmas travel rush. A sudden power outage caused by a fire in an underground electrical facility brought the airport to a standstill Sunday about 1 p.m. All outgoing flights and arriving planes were held on the ground at their point of departure. International flights were being diverted, officials said. Delta Airlines, with its biggest hub operation in Atlanta, will be hardest hit. By Sunday evening, Delta had already canceled nearly 900 flights and another 300 Monday, nearly all of them in Atlanta, according to tracking service FlightAware.com. Robert Mann, an aviation consultant and former American Airlines executive, said it will likely be Tuesday before Delta's operations in Atlanta could return to normal, and for passengers, it could be most of the week because there aren't many open seats on other flights in the last week before Christmas. One bit of good news, according to Mann, Delta has more spare planes and available crews in Atlanta than anywhere else, which will help it to recover. Also, Delta customers flying to or from Atlanta can make a one-time change to travel plans without incurring a $200 change fee. The airline also encouraged travelers not to pick up their bags Monday because of anticipated congestion at the airport. Still, when flights at Atlanta were grounded for most of one day last spring, it took Delta 5 days and about 4,000 canceled flights before it fully recovered. Like Sunday's outage, that April storm hit Delta's largest hub at a busy travel time, when there weren't many empty seats to accommodate customers from canceled flights. At the time, CEO Ed Bastian vowed Delta would make significant improvements to its system for scheduling and tracking aircraft crews to recover more quickly from disruptions. Other airlines also canceled flights for the rest of Sunday. American Airlines canceled 24 departures and an equal number of arrivals, said spokesman Ross Feinstein. The airline also diverted 3 planes that were headed to Atlanta when the outage struck, sending them instead to Dallas, Nashville, and back to Philadelphia. The city of Atlanta provided shuttle service to the Georgia Convention Center on Sunday for travelers in need of a place to stay. Delta passenger Amelia Duca, 32, was on her way to Wisconsin from Bogota, Colombia, when she got stuck in Atlanta. She said police made passengers who were in the baggage claim area move to a higher floor. She said restaurants and shops were closed. Vending machines weren't working. A lot of people were arriving, and no one is going out. No one is saying anything official. We are stuck here, she said. It's a nightmare. Adding to the nightmare are what some passengers said was a lack of information from airport officials and help from first responders to get the disabled and the elderly through the airport without the use of escalators and elevators. They had these elderly people, handicapped people, lined up in wheelchairs, said stranded passenger Ruta Curry. The people were helpless. They can't get down the stairs. It was just a nightmare. Passenger James Beattie said there was no real method for evacuation. I mean, there were 40 or 50 people per the terminal area that were confined to wheelchairs and some that couldn't get through the airport very well. Some of them actually couldn't walk, and there was no plan at all to get them out of there without any power. Beattie said passengers carried those who used wheelchairs downstairs. The FAA said it would staff the airport control tower throughout the night so that it can handle flights once they resume. The FAA said the tower could operate normally, but flights were affected because airport equipment in the terminals was not working. According to a Georgia Power statement, the utility believes a piece of equipment in an underground electrical facility may have failed, causing the fire. The fire was next to equipment for a backup system, causing that also to fail. No personnel or passengers were in danger at any time, the statement said. No areas outside of the airport were affected by the power loss. The utility said there are many redundant systems in place to ensure the power supply to the airport and that such outages at the airport are very rare. That wasn't enough to comfort Jeff Smith, 46, of Pittsburgh, who ended up stuck in a plane on the tarmac for 3 hours after it landed. This is the worst experience I've ever had at an airport, he said. Sarah Malilo, who was traveling to Pittsburgh from Kenya, where she lives with her husband Greg Presto, to spend Christmas with his family, were stuck on the tarmac for 6 hours. The couple had made stops in Nairobi and Amsterdam and landed shortly after the lights went out in Atlanta. She said the pilot didn't have a lot of information for the travelers, but the plane had air conditioning, and attendants offered water and juice a few times. She described the Delta terminal as big chaos, with not enough customer service for the hundreds of people trying to find a flight to their next destination and a place to sleep for the night. With her new boarding pass handwritten and her bag still stuck on the plane, Malilo was hopeful that she and her husband would be able to get a flight in the morning to Pittsburgh, she said as she waited for an Uber to take them to a hotel. Airport workers were distributing bottled water, and Dunkin' Donuts was giving out donuts. Officer Lisa Bender of the Atlanta Police Department said officers were at the airport to help with crowd control and manage traffic around the airport. At Southwest Airlines, about 70 Atlanta departures out of 120 scheduled for Sunday were canceled, an airline spokesman said in an email. United Airlines and JetBlue Airways were among carriers reporting delays or cancellations. American Airlines reported only a handful of diversions and cancellations because the carrier does not use Atlanta as a hub, airline spokeswoman Alexis Aran Carrello. Hartsfield-Jackson, which serves 104 million passengers a year, is the world's busiest airport, a distinction it has held since 1998. The airport serves an average of 275,000 passengers daily, according to its website. Nearly 2,500 planes arrive and depart each day.